Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 7 through 18, and can be found on page 60 in the pew hymnal. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we? What should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. But Herod, the ruler, who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them all by shutting up John in prison. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we hear your word this morning, may it penetrate into our hearts. May we open our hearts and our minds for the message that you have for us this day. Lord, I pray, as always, that this message is yours and not my own. And Lord, we do thank you for the baptism that John gave to those who were seeking. We thank you for the baptism of little Vivian today. But Lord, we thank you most of all for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which comes upon us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We thank you that that Holy Spirit is here to guide us and direct us. And we thank you that that Holy Spirit dwells with us now, that we may hear your word. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. I'd like to ask you a question. Could you explain to a person unacquainted with Christianity who Jesus is? Could you explain why he died? What the resurrection means? What the difference is between faith and good works? The responsibility that God entrusts to each of us, and the blessings that God provides for us. Well, I guess if I think about that, that was really more than one question, wasn't it? But the point is, do we really know Jesus? Do you have that personal relationship with him that you can tell your story to someone else? Advent is a good time for us to examine our faith. It's a good time for us to think about the promises that God has given to us. To know that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. That God promises us hearts of love and peace and joy. Or are we just trudging along day after day? Saying a quick prayer to get us through the day. But not really having that love, that peace, that hope, and that joy living inside of us. Today is the third week of Advent, and the three candles that were lit today were the candles of hope and peace and joy. And as you look at the Christmas decorations and as we listen to Christmas songs being sung, we often hear that word joy, don't we? In fact, today, here in this church, we are singing of joy. Do you have the joy of the Lord in your heart? Do you even know what that means? Do we fully understand what it means to have the joy of the Lord? The word joy means to be happy. So are you happy in the Lord? Now I'm not asking you if you're happy with the Lord. I'm asking you if you're happy in the Lord. And there is a difference. Paul tells us in our scripture to rejoice. Rejoice always. Again, I say, rejoice. Does Paul mean that if we're living with joy in our hearts, if we know Jesus and that joy is deep within us, that we're supposed to happy all the time? I don't think so. I think that is an unrealistic expectation of someone to always be happy. People have, and every one of us has probably been included in the fact that we have had challenging times in our lives. We have had times in our life of difficulty. We have had times of deep grief. And so, in those times, would it have been appropriate for us to act happy? No, it wouldn't have. One reason is because God wants us to live authentic lives, doesn't He? God gave us emotions that in our grief or our difficult times or challenges that come before us, we can shed tears. We can question. Sometimes I've heard it said we should never question God, but I believe our Lord is big enough for us to question anything we need to know. Some days we just have to face the fact that even as Christians, life is not a bed of roses. Look at our world. Look at the economic hardships that are happening, not only in other places, but right here in the United States. Recently, within the last month, we have heard of 5 automobile plants being shut down. We have heard of their manufacturing laying off 12,000 employees. Merck Company laying off another 8,500 employees. People who have lost their jobs. Is that a happy time? No, it's a time of distress and concern for them. We hear of suicide bombings and riots. We hear constantly of murders and people who lie and cheat in the business world.
We hear of natural disasters, such as hurricanes and tornadoes and fires that take away everything a person has. We know at those times, acting happy is probably not appropriate. And then we have situations of persons getting the news that they have a life-threatening illness. The news that their loved one has died. We know that there are those who are going through divorce. Those who have been diagnosed with a chronic illness that changes their life forever. None of these are reasons for expressing happiness. We know that people can be mean and hateful. That they can treat others with rudeness. That doesn't bring people happiness. We know that there is bullying. There is gossip being spread. There are untruths that are being said about others that causes pain, not happiness. So again, should we act happy when our hearts are hurting? When Paul says rejoice, and again I say rejoice, we need to understand that in the Greek language, what he is talking about is us being calmly happy. What that means is, if we look at Paul's life, we know that Paul is in prison. But he doesn't focus on that negative aspect, does he? Instead, he concentrates on the blessings that God has given him. He's witnessing to the people, even in the circumstances he is in. Paul has an inner joy. That sense of well-being, that calmness that comes from the grace and the presence of God in our lives because of Jesus Christ. So the more centered we become on the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the more we give ourselves to Him. And the more aligned we become with the purpose that God has for each of our lives. Christian faith involves a growth. It isn't about accepting Jesus and then just staying where we are in that acceptance, but it's coming to know Him and growing in our faith. It's about studying His Word. It's about hearing His message. It's about spending time in prayer with Him and not only speaking to Him, but sitting in moments of silence to hear His voice. It's about growing in our faith in a sense of the hope that is in God's promises to all of us. There are things in this world that we have no control over. In fact, we don't have control over anyone but ourselves. And so when things happen, we need to remember the one who is in control. Yes, people have free will, and we see them exercising that free will every day, don't we? But if we have Christ in our hearts, we are living in the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of the Lord. And our hearts will align with God. And the more we align our hearts with God, the more we will be like Jesus. Today we had a baptism. We baptized little Vivi and Rosalie. And in that baptism, we asked that God would send His Holy Spirit to begin His work in her. You all also took a vow today. You took a vow to help this child and her family grow in their faith. So remember the words of Luke of who John was, but who Jesus is. I pray that we here at Wesley allow the power of God's Holy Spirit to guide our lives so that we are living lives of hope, peace, joy, and love because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen.